be back out to this little church. And my desires was that the brethren would let me sit on the seat. They've got these wonderful brethren here that I don't get to hear when I come up here. And I was hoping that, and maybe in steel they get to use them too. But I'm thankful this morning to be back here again, and he's telling this brother back here this morning. He was talking about his mother and dad, and I remembered him well. But you know, last month I was up here, me and my wife, and I remember before I even got here, I thought about Brother Junior, about him having a birthday that day, and birth in the Lord. And this morning I remembered my own. Right back here, I was sitting right in the back of the house. And I remembered that, and it causes joy down in our hearts. It causes us to remember many things that we've let slip as we grow. I used to say, it seemed to me that the brethren at times that, and brethren, it's a fact, I believe in my heart.
Help him, Lord, I pray your God.
We know that the Bible teaches us to study, to show thyself approved, a workman unto God that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We know it says that, but I've often thought me included, as we try to grow, we grow in nature, brethren. We do. More than we grow in the grace of the knowledge of the Lord. I've seen it, Brother Junior. I believe in my heart. I believe I've seen that happen amongst our people. But this morning, as I began to think upon that day when I came in, a sinner praying unto the Lord and feeling, being led of God that day to come this way, and sitting right back there in the house, God did a work that morning that no man could do. Brother Henry's daddy and mommy, my daddy and mommy, could not do the work that needed doing. But you know, by that time, Brother Junior, I'd given up on all of my own ways, given up the beginning of wisdom. Seek out wisdom this morning, you know. But I don't know, brethren, you brethren pray just for a moment of time. But by that time, that morning, and even before that, I'd given up on even on myself. And that's what God wanted. God wanted me to give up on myself. And by that time, I had already begun to look to Him. I'd realized there was no saving power in man's hands. Realized by that time that God had already taught me down in my heart that I was a sinner, lost, ruined, and undone. He taught me that when I was a teenager, Brother Junior.
Absolutely, brother.
Became a sinner in God's sight. Apostle Paul said that he was alive once without the law. Commandments came, sin revived, and I died. But you know, the reason we stayed in sin, Brother John, so much is because we love sin. When the condemning spirit came, when the Spirit of God reached down on the inside.
Lord, help him, I pray.
Brethren, I love darkness rather than light, and I still had things I wanted to do. I wanted to follow after the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye. Oh, Lord, thank you this morning that He performed a work down on the inside that no other man, no other creature in this world or any other world, in the present, past, or future, brethren, could do that except God.
Right, brother.
The Bible said that God said in His Word that I am God, and besides me there is none other. Oh, Lord, I'm glad and so thankful this morning that that Jesus Christ came down to this low ground of sorrow. That He gave His life on the tree so that lost men and women could be saved. I could look on other people back when I was a sinner. I could see their sins and their faults, brethren, but my own. It took God to show me that, and I'm glad that God worked down on the inside, and that that morning when I came in back there, Brother John, that I was willing to call upon Him. I had a desire down in my heart to go to heaven and depart from evil. The Bible tells us to do some departing. We don't preach works for salvation. But if you never obey the Spirit, brethren, you, those that fail to obey Him, that your home will be in the lake of fire. Oh, brethren, this morning, Abraham, brethren, he obeyed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. And this morning, Brother Junior, you are the sons and daughters of Abraham in faith, brethren, but ye this morning became partakers of Jesus Christ when you were born again. You became partakers of the resurrection, if you will. Oh, Lord, brethren, Jesus told Martha, I am the resurrection. Aren't you glad, Brother Junior, that we believe in the resurrection? Oh, Lord, thank you this morning. I'm beginning to be weak. I told him, Brother Junior, that I was so glad this morning to be able to be up and about the Father's business.
I love you.
How much love, you know, when the Lord stirs the little flame. I have told people many times, Brother Greg, that this salvation that God wrought down on the inside, that it's like a little fire that gets all covered up with ashes and dust. The dust from the fire, brethren, but you know when God begins to fan that little flame, that little coals there, it'll leap in to wondrous joy in Him. Lord, this morning, I love you, brethren. I love the sisters, and I love our friends this morning. All ye that are heavy laden, coming to Him this morning, lay your burdens down at His feet. Is what I did. I turned away from myself and my own help and laid it at Jesus' feet. And He did away with my sins, Brother Junior. Cast our sins as far as the east is from the west. I love Him this morning. I'm going to have to come to a close. But you know, I love Him with all of my heart, soul, mind, and strength this morning. And that's what He desires of every little sinner, man, and woman. Desires all of your being, heart, soul, mind, and strength. And trust in Him. He always taught down through the Scriptures to believe in me. Brother Junior, and at one point I think he was frustrated a little bit with the disciples back there.
He was.
I believe it was Peter he said to, if you believe not in me, think about this. If you don't believe who I am, at least believe the works that I do. Because he came not in his own name, but he came in the name of the Father. Thank you, Lord, this morning that when he went away, before he left, he said, I'll pray the Father. And he will send you another comforter in my name to bring back to our remembrance all of the things that he taught and that he stands for. Some of them asked him one time, what was the great commandment? And they said, to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength was the first commandment. And to love thy neighbor as thyself. No wonder we love little lost sinner men and women, that we have compassion upon them this morning. Before the God moved in, we didn't have any love like that. Didn't have compassion upon sinner men and women. Where was our mercy, Brother Junior? We had none as sinner men and women. If he visits your heart this morning, turn your life over to him, and he will lead you down through a travail, Brother Junior, that will give you life everlasting at the end of it. Be made a new creature in him.